This portion of Grassroots Marketing on Location on Cannabis Radio is presented by Norick Risk. Creating unique insurance solutions for the hemp and cannabis industry is a passion of Norick Risk. Rooted in over 100 years' experience, placing custom, extra-large insurance programs worldwide. Learn more at norickrisk.com. CannabisRadio.com presents Grassroots Marketing on Location, featuring exclusive one-on-one interviews with those impacting and evolving the cannabis industry. Now, let's go on location to the 2016 NCIA Cannabis Business Summit in Oakland, California.
Welcome back, everyone. Radical Russ here at the Cannabis Business Summit, and I'm here with Eli from Grownetics. Welcome, Eli. How you doing? Go ahead, try that again.
There you are. Thank you, Russ. Super pumped to be here. What a great show.
Yeah, thank you. And so Grownetics, what is Grownetics all about?
So we do artificial intelligence and we cater to the cannabis industry. So essentially it's like the self-driving car, a smart thinking garden. Anytime anything, any variables out of range, such as nutrient level, humidity, temperature, you can get a phone call or a text or we can automatically replace it. Mm. And what we're doing right now, Russ, is at the forefront of technology and artificial intelligence. We are collecting vast amounts of data from our grows, things like I mentioned, nutrient level, CO2, humidity, over 10 million data points a month, and we're implementing that into machine learning optimization algorithms. So over time, the machines are gonna learn when to add nutrients, when to turn on the temperatures, and make very little changes that over time are gonna reduce costs drastically and increase yields.
Wow. And at some point, become self-aware and send Terminators back to kill us all.
Yeah, those are the movies. I mean, you know, there are thoughts leaders. So we have a big red button next to it. If we need to shut it off, we pull the plug.
We can shut down Skynet if we have to.
Yeah. But if humanity goes out, it's not going to be us. It'll be someone else. We're very, very safe with it, and very exciting though. So yeah.
Yeah, this really appeals to me because I've often told my listeners that I know everything there is to know about marijuana except actually growing cannabis, right? And it sounds like something I could actually handle because I don't have a green thumb, but I can program a computer.
Yeah, no. Well, especially with technology, it gets easier and easier. Yeah. I was a grower myself. I still grow. But being a grower, I know how much I don't know. And I believe some of the best botanists are in the cannabis industry because of so many different things you can do with the plant in terms of strains. And it's fun. So
does this software, this artificial intelligence, does it integrate with some of the automated systems I've seen that auto-water or auto-feed?
So we are talking to a bunch of companies like that. We've only been around about a year, so we're very new. Okay. We're hiring now. But we're planning to integrate with a lot of the hardware companies and use our software to control the sensors. Now, we are at the beginning of the machine learning algorithms, so we have them running. We're just really working on making them actually increase THC and increase yields rather than reduce it. So we plan to launch a beta in the near future and then hopefully get this out there and be at the forefront of tech, not only within cannabis, but within the world.
Yeah, so this artificial intelligence, this machine learning, and you said you're getting thousands and thousands of data points from
millions, but who's counting?
Millions and millions of people that are using this. So is this the kind of thing where, like, you know, if someone's growing and right now it might be that you have this light cycle, this feeding time, that feeding time, but over time the machines start to realize, hey, you know what? You'll boost yield if we tweak this variable. Is that kind of what's happening here?
Yeah,
that's evolution,
exactly. That was very well explained, and it's fascinating and really, really crazy what we can see with tech, and especially when you combine that with botany and all the talented growers out here, we can do a lot of incredible things that will not only grow better food and medicine for us, but over time learn how to save resources, reduce energy usage, reduce resources and water. So we feel very passionately how we're inherently helping the world by reducing these things such as energy use and resources. And we pride ourselves on being a sustainable company as well.
And so is that part of the algorithms, specifically to try to reduce footprint, or is that something the machines are just going to learn? Like, I guess what I'm saying is, if the intelligence figured out that using more light and wasting more energy would be better, is it going to make that choice?
We're going to program it so it isn't.
Okay.
We're not there yet in terms of launching these out, so a lot of work to do. But we have an extremely talented team. My co-founders, one of them has been programming since the fourth grade. He actually started getting paid in middle school.
Yeah.
And my other co-founder has been in China 6 years doing home automation and hardware. And because we're a cool, fun company, we got a lot of really, really talented developers applying. So we're really excited to push the envelope and take this to the next level.
Wow, this is really interesting to me because I come from an IT background. So,
awesome. Well, it's great to talk to another techie.
This is wonderful. So tell Grownetics, right?
Yeah.
So tell people how to find Grownetics to learn more about this, because there's going to be more to learn about this than we could possibly cover.
Yeah, so we've gotten a lot of media recently. We just won the University of Colorado Information Technology Competition and New Venture Challenge as a cannabis company, which is big news. And our website is www.grownetics.co, not .com. We didn't get that one yet. But, if you want to find us on Twitter, we're at Grownetics. And we're growing really fast. We're really passionate and excited about what we're doing. So it's great to see this industry exploding.
Yeah, Eli, I'm excited about this side of it, the artificial intelligence side, and especially the data gathering side. Yeah. I can't wait to see some reports and analysis you guys might come out with.
So we had the results from our first customer. We dropped their operational cost by 60%.
Wow.
Now we're working on getting this as a validated case study where we can see exactly where it is. But we're really pushing the envelope and looking to take this to the next level.
Check it out at grownetics.co. Is there any Facebook or anything else you need to tell people?
Yeah, we got a Facebook, but we're not a marketing company, so it's kind of lame. We mostly do Twitter. Sometimes I forget to tweet out, but since we're hiring more, we'll be more active on socials. But yeah, usually at Twitter is the best way to reach us, at Grownetics, if you want to give us a follow. And my personal one is at Duffy Eli too.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Eli, and good luck
with
everything you're doing.
Yeah, I love what you're doing as well, so thank you.
Thank you. And we're back here from the Cannabis Business Summit when we...
Thank you for listening to this edition of Grassroots Marketing on location, only on CannabisRadio.com.